It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex of DonkeyJawProjects.com. How you guys doing? I'm doing all right. This one's probably going to be a bit of a shorter podcast, sorry to say. But, you know, I think an interesting one and a topic one. If you want more, I did a hour-long video. I think it goes a little over an hour, over on YouTube while I was doing some painting yesterday. So, hit up my YouTube channel, click on the video that's like an hour long. It's the one that has the picture of my new self-portrait piece finished. I didn't finish it in the video, but in, you know, the thumbnail that I put in YouTube or whatever, it has that finished artwork in there. So, yeah, hit that up and listen to that. It's not quite as compact, like me talking as much. I mean, it is. I'm talking through the whole thing, but there's more gaps because I'm trying to paint and talk at the same time. But I think there's some interesting things in there. Just kind of journaling my my thoughts as I'm learning, trying to figure out how to paint. So, yeah. So today I wanted to talk about my newfound relationship with the big bad A word. What is the big bad A word? Advertising. Yep. I don't know. I think it's not really newfound. It's something that's been developing. If you've been listening to the podcast, you realize, you know how I've been progressing in my thinking on all kinds of different topics. And, I'm always learning, always changing, always becoming hopefully better of a person. And better artists and better podcaster, broadcaster, I don't know, whatever. Hopefully I'm becoming better in some of those areas. It's definitely what I would like to do. So, advertising. It's always been kind of a debate, as artists and stuff, are we like selling out if we're advertising? Should we advertise? Should we not? When we're making our comics, should we put advertisements in there? On our YouTube videos, if we do YouTube videos, should we monetize those, aka put advertising on there? Podcasts, whatever, and some people do it, some people don't. Some people don't do it because they're lazy, like me, or some people don't do it because they feel that it's maybe selling out or unethical, or I don't know, there's different feelings. I definitely have felt those feelings too, or thought those thoughts. So I'm not always 100% sure on things, but you grow and you learn and you develop and you start to form convictions about certain things. I call them convictions. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's the word. And opinions, you start to form opinions as you go through life. And I noticed that it's weird. As you get older, you feel like there's that line in one of the later, or might have been the last Matrix movie or whatever, and Neo or whatever his name is talking to, some old guy who's like in the government part of the Matrix thing or whatever, or not the Matrix, but the the real world that they live in or whatever. I don't know all the words. But there's one part where he's like, you know, I think Neo asks him, so what's your point, or what's the point of all this? And he's like, I'm too old for points, you know. And that always caught me. I'm like, that's interesting. Is it like, you know, giving up, or is it, what does that exactly mean? I mean, I saw that when I was younger, so in some ways I didn't understand it. In some ways, you know, who knows? But I've always thought of that. And, you know, I guess as you do grow older, you do kind of get to a point where, like, you have opinions, but you realize, hopefully, that maybe you're not right even about your opinions, you know? You know, it's weird. So, like, there's just so many opinions out there and things, and, you know, especially with, I was talking to my buddy Mike Vallad the other day about, you know, the whole idea of, like, opinions and, oh, about the internet and how it's changed us all psychologically and things. And, you know, he was talking about some of the people who leave crazy comments sometimes, you know, on people's, you know, threads or whatever, on Facebook, YouTube, wherever. And, you know, they feel, you know, they have that internet courage and they can say whatever the heck they want. But, you know, if you were to see them face to face, they probably wouldn't be so bold. So I don't know, but we were just talking about that, and I was thinking, like, there is that, but there's also, I think, the greater consciousness of the world has changed a little bit because of the internet, because people are coming to network and get to know people that are way outside of what they have, you know, their particular pocket of life, you know, wherever they live, whatever job they have, blah, 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 you know. So people have become more interconnected. And I know for me, at least, there's been a positive change, I think, because there's a lot of my thoughts and feelings and ideas that have been challenged. And have I, you know, been swayed out of thinking things that I think are good or whatever? I mean, yes and no. I have been swayed in certain areas, but I haven't. It's not like, you know, I still kind of believe and think a lot of the same things I believed, but there are some things that were kind of maybe silly that I was thinking and believing, that I have let those challenges to my thinking be a little modified, you know. And I don't know, I feel like I've become a better person for it personally. Not that I was a bad person before or whatever, you know, but I feel like I've become more open and more friendly to those who have differing views and opinions, or maybe realizing that, you know, just the fact that maybe I'm just not, you know, I'm not the only, you know, maybe I'm not right about certain things, you know, and I'm okay with that, really. You know, but I am going to have the opinions I'm going to have, and I'm going to be growing and building those things as I go every day. And I enjoy that back and forth and that changing of thoughts and things like that. I've definitely, I don't know, I think I kind of belabored that point, but I'm happy for that. So, and also, it also has strengthened some of my other certain opinions, you know, as well. Like, sometimes I see maybe the ridiculousness even more in the things that I didn't agree with, you know. So some things have gotten strengthened, you know. So it's confirming and it's modifying, you know, all at the same time, different things. So yeah. So, why did I go on that rant? I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting, I guess. So, but as far as advertising, you know, I kind of have gotten to the point especially just through being friends with so many people who are artists and people who are making a living at it, people who want to make a living at it, people who want to just be hobbyists, I've gotten to kind of see the full, or a very much larger scope of where people are coming from when they approach their art and what they would like to do and what, you know, whatever, like the realities of a lot of things and the thoughts behind different people's perspectives with that. And I'll say at the beginning, because this is not exactly my stance, but I will say I really respect those who would make the Bill Watterson, you know, type of decision. Who, you know, if you don't know, you probably know, obviously, but he made Calvin and Hobbes. And, you know, he's an amazing artist, and he stood up for basically not licensing his creation every possible place that could be licensed, even though he could have made tons of money doing it. You know, he wanted it to be purely a newspaper comic, you know, and that was his choice. And honestly, I really respect that. I think that's really cool. And it was art for art's sake. But also, I don't know that kind of attitude not being present with, you know, Peanuts or something like that, or Garfield, makes Garfield and Peanuts less of an art form and less of a labor of love, you know. So, you know, I see it and respect it, think it's interesting. But also I see the fact that Bill Watterson was in the position to make that decision. You know what I mean? Like, he was making a living doing what he was doing. And when he started getting these license, you know, people approaching him about licensing opportunities, he was already in a position where he probably was doing pretty well for himself. And he made that decision. He's like, no, I want this to be the pure art of it. I don't have any other, you know, aspirations to monetize this, you know, other than the pure, you know, syndication situation. But before he did, you know, Calvin and Hobbes, he did a lot of stuff, you know, artwork for different, advertising type of things. I mean, he figured out how to make money with it, with his art, and he did, you know, illustration work and all that. So it is what it is. I'm not saying that's a hypocritical thing. He still didn't license his stuff or whatever back then or whatever, but, you know, he was, and I think there's something to be said for knowing what you want and being content with what you want, you know, and being content with just creating art and making a living directly off of that art. There's something really cool about that. And I agree with that. Like, you have to know your goals. And I'll get into something else actually that's related, that's interesting. I recently was approached by a friend, and, you know, I don't know what this is or whatever, or I should say at times I've been approached by friends, because it has happened more than once, where they're like, you know, oh, you know, I found out this new thing that can change your life. I've, you know, there's this system of how to make money and blah, 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 blah. And this person who just recently approached me, I have no clue what he's pitching, because we haven't really talked about it yet. I mean, I'm open to hear. I don't know what he's saying. But I had other friends before, you know, approach me in the same manner. So I'll really actually talk more about them, because they're, you know, it went further or whatever. So, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, they're trying to pitch to me certain things, you know, like, those like pyramid scheme type of things, which I actually don't think are bad. I just don't think they're a very good fit for most people. But, you know, the system works if in theory, and it's not, you know, I don't think it's, you know, people call it pyramid schemes, but they're legit, I think, for the most part. It's just not what I want to do. You know, I know myself, and I have denied those times when people have, you know, tried to persuade me to do those things because I just know I want to make a living doing art. And this is what I came to the conclusion of. If I am approached again with this sort of offer, you know, my goal in life, you know, the thing I want to do is make a living with my art. That's what I want to do. And my goal in life is not to be rich. So anything else that is like, oh, here's this thing that'll make you rich, or here's that thing that'll make you rich, or, you know, I'll be cool with being rich. I'm cool with that. Like, that would be cool, whatever. But, you know, as long as I'm fulfilling my goal and being successful at what I feel success is, and that is making a living with my art. So if that happens to make me rich, cool, great. But if I'm doing my art, making a living, scraping by, and then all of a sudden this opportunity comes by, and it takes me away from doing the actual art, then I am failing, in my opinion, even if I become rich because of it. You have to know what you want to do and what your purpose is. I believe in purpose and things like that. But even just where you fit, where you feel like you fit in the world. And you have to, and this is something that I'm learning, and it's taken a lot of experimenting and a lot of years to figure this out, but I think I'm finally honing in on, I mean, it's like I knew it from the beginning, but, you know, I had to do some weird things here and there. Not weird, I shouldn't say weird, because it's not that weird, but just like, I had to try a bunch of different things to realize those aren't the things I want, you know. Like, I kind of think I know that I don't want to maybe do professional illustration as far as, like, you know, there's certain areas in professional illustration that I don't want to go into. Like, I don't want to make logos, you know? I'll leave that to people who are into that. I don't want to, like, and I mean, not that I won't do some of that, even for my own projects or whatever, but basically what I know I want to do is create artwork that I enjoy, and I want to try to find a way to make a living, sell paintings, doing that, sell comics, and I also would like, and this is all, excuse me, rolled into that, I would like to make a living, I'd love to have characters that eventually we'll be able to be licensed, you know. It doesn't, for me, that's a cool way to monetize, you know, and make a living. I like that personally, and I don't think it takes away from doing art for art's sake, because to me, that's settled, you know, that's already settled. I do art for art's sake. I've been doing this for my whole life, making zero money and working a crappy job, you know, my whole life. And I'm going to continue doing it. No matter how little money I make, I'm not going to stop trying to make comics and trying to make art and trying to make music. It's just not going to happen. I've tried to stop, and it never lasts for even very long at all. So, and I'm super energized and, you know, happy when I'm making art and barely paying bills. You know, how does that even happen? So, that being said, that's settled. Like, I don't need to wrestle with that really anymore. I mean, I can come and revisit it once in a while, you know, if I feel like I'm getting off base and not doing something that I should be doing or whatever. You know, am I still doing it for the love? And I think we need to do, you know, come back and revisit those things. But, you know, it's pretty much settled in there. Like, I know that I'm doing it for the right reasons. But it took time for me to figure that out and realize that is true. So it is what it is. So as far as advertising, this all came about, the thoughts of this came about when I was thinking about, should I be monetizing my videos or not? And I just did. Like, I was like, okay, I'm monetizing them. And what I came to the conclusion of is, yes, I'm going to monetize all my videos with advertisements or whatever. Because us as artists, It's so hard for us to make a living doing this stuff. And why would we leave any money on the table? You know, why would we not try to advertise? You know, and not only that, but, you know, I put my stuff out constantly and nobody wants to buy it. I mean, outside of begging people, you know, I've always tried to kind of push it out a little bit here and there. And sometimes people, you know, it seems like nobody will want to buy stuff. I mean, there's a lot more to that thing right there, but, you know, as hard as I've pushed, you know, people don't necessarily want to support, but they'll come to my page and they'll be like, wow, that's awesome. That looks really cool. And then you get the comments from people who see your art, like family members or whatever, and they're like, oh man, you should be making a living doing this. It's so awesome. Or maybe you should get into tattooing, or they have all kinds of ideas for your career and your life. But then, you know, when it comes to pushing out the Patreon and, you know, will you support me and help me with money? You know, you hear crickets. So with YouTube advertising, it's like, so you don't want to spend money and pay for, you know, you say I'm an amazing artist, but you don't want to pay for it, then you're going to get some advertisement then. And it's a little inconvenient, but hey, one way or another, I need to be, you know, my goal is to make a living doing this, so I don't really feel bad. And there's nothing, I don't think there's anything wrong with advertising, you know, personally. So I feel that if there's a way, and you know, the artist people will come out of the woodwork and criticize you for doing stuff like this. And, you know, it's like this cannibalistic thing. And it's like, if you're an artist, you know how hard it is to make a living doing this stuff. You know, it's not easy. So if you come out of the woodwork and start criticizing your fellow artists, shame on you, in my opinion, you know? I got so, like, frustrated and kind of pissed when the whole stuff went down with Jeff Lafferty, you know, and the guy was, like, you know, calling people, trying to make sure that his stuff got taken down or whatever because he was doing fan art or whatever, or movie art, and, you know, it's like, that's none of your business, dude, like, and it was a fellow artist is the thing that got me, you know, it's like, let those companies take care of that and figure that out. It's none of your business. Stop trying to freaking cannibalize and, you know, eat your own kind. You know, that's ridiculous. It gets me freaking fired up. So, you know, that kind of stuff happens. And it's like, if you're an artist, you realize how hard this is. Why can't we support each other? And if the person is doing something you don't like, then don't watch the videos or don't, you know, pay attention to them, you know? But don't, like, you know, screw up their whole, like, situation, you know, because you don't like what they're doing. It's hard enough to make a living doing this art stuff, you know? So, to me, anything goes, you know? I don't have a problem with anybody making money, really, in any way. Outside of, obviously, like, abusing people, other people, and abusing situations, and abuse. And I have a problem with greed as well. There's a difference, though, between being excited and entrepreneurial and wanting to make as much money as you can with your art and, okay, now I'm making a living with my art, but now I'm going to squeeze every penny out of everybody I can possibly squeeze because, you know, now I'm greedy and I just want to make more money and more money and more money. And honestly, if you stick to your guns and want to be an artist and make a living off of your art, then you won't be greedy because any real artist knows that the reward is making the art. That's what we want to do. When we're creating a project, you know, what happens like when we're nearing the end of that project? A lot of times we don't finish projects because we're excited about the next project. We're not really thinking about the money that much. Even when we are, we're not, you know, because we love just creating these things. And, you know, we just love that whole aspect of it. I don't want to make a living doing art because I want to be a millionaire. I want to make a living doing art because I want to just be able to do art more. You know what I mean? And I want to be able to create more things. Why? I don't know. It's something that I believe God put in me. You know, it's just the way I'm made. It's what I like. It's what I'm into. You know, however you want to put it. I just have a drive in me to do that. And so I'm going to, I won't apologize for that. And I'd love to make lots of money from it too, because I feel like it's important. You know, I feel like we as artists deserve to get rewarded for our work. You know, just because it's fun doesn't mean it's not work. So I'm now a friend to advertising and it's pretty set in stone. You know, I'm not going to be shy about it anymore, you know, or timid or whatever. You know, it's okay to like mention something in a podcast or a YouTube video or whatever it is. And I'm not going to apologize for that anymore. You know, I mean, I'll explain myself, be clear. I want people to realize that I'm an authentic person and I'm not out to get everybody's last penny, you know? That's not me. I spend so much more money on other people's art than anybody spends on my art. You know, I'm always trying to support and help people if I can, you know? So it's not greed. And I've come to realize that it really just is not greed, you know? You know, but you have to do self-search to figure that out. You don't always, you know, you question yourself and you don't always know that. But eventually you got to come to some conclusions, you know. And then those conclusions can be challenged eventually and that's fine. But, you know, you can't just be like walking around and constantly wishy-washy or else you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to even finish a piece of art, you know. That's why I had to be like, I was glad to have the challenge to make the self-portrait, because I was at the last day and there's so much stuff where I could have been like, well, maybe I want to redo this painting because I don't like how it's going, or I feel like I need to do some more tutorials and learn some more things before I actually do a painting like this and or finish it, or, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. But instead I was like, nope, I don't know what I'm doing, but today's the last day, I gotta finish it, you know. And you know, you just gotta go forth and make mistakes, you know, and you have to come to conclusions on certain things and form opinions. And if you go forth with a bad opinion, you're gonna get smacked down, or you're gonna be challenged, and, you know, you can course correct after that, you know. But, you know, we're so afraid to make mistakes and failures. And then we say, well, you got to learn from your failures. So how can you learn from your failures if you never take the chance to actually make a mistake? You know what I mean? So I'm all about making as many mistakes as possible, because there's no way I'm going to learn if I don't make mistakes. You know, so I don't know. That's what that is. So I'm almost done here. I wanted to kind of talk a little more about my plan of what I'm going to do. So yeah, like I monetized all my YouTube videos, and it's funny that I said that I'm all about being okay with that and stuff, but I'm actually going to take down my YouTube monetization on all my videos, and I am very possibly going to cancel my Patreon account. I'm not sure about that one, because I like Patreon as far as this is the place where you can donate and support me, you know, on a monthly basis if you like, even with just a little amount. So I'll get back to you about that, what my decision's going to be on that. But at the same time, I don't know if I love the Patreon model. I don't like it if it's more supposed to be a Kickstarter, a version of Kickstarter, you know, which it kind of is, but I don't know. I probably will keep it, but I just, you know, I'm not 100% sure about it, so it's a little up in the air. But the YouTube videos are going to be done. I'm going to take the monetization out. Why? Well, basically, I went to try to figure out why, like, I don't even make any, like, fraction of a cent or anything, like, and I get some views here and there, and I don't know if it's because it's not set up right or because whatever, but what I found out is it has to be connected to an AdSense account, which I don't know why I didn't realize that, but I didn't realize that. And I tried to go do that, and my wife, like, she has a YouTube account, so at some point, I think I went in and tried to help her monetize hers, even though she doesn't even monetize her videos, because it's, you know, she really can't, because she's, like, on workers' comp and stuff. So she doesn't do that, but, like, so our AdSense account is all tied up in that, I guess, through my email, and I'm sure I can find a workaround, and, you know, either get my AdSense account connected to my YouTube or create a new AdSense account. I don't know. I'm sure there's a way. But I was just like, you know what? Screw it. I don't think I'm going to make a ton of money off of YouTube. It's certainly not what I want to be my main source of income anyways. I mean, I may put it back eventually, but because I don't like the idea of leaving money on the table when it's just right there, you know? But what I'm going to do instead is do my own advertising, you know, on, you know, the podcast and on YouTube and wherever else, through affiliate programs and things like that. There's other ways you can make money, with YouTube, and that way you guys don't get all the annoying ads and stuff. Right now, all the ads are still up, but I'm going to take them down very shortly. I just haven't gotten to it yet. But, you know, I get annoyed when I go on people's YouTube channels and I have to click away from ads. It's okay, though. Like, it doesn't make me not watch the video. But, yeah, so it is what it is. I'm going to take them down. And I've already started setting up a couple affiliate programs and things like that. And it'll just be super, like, it'll be very natural, you know. And I don't mind advertisement that's natural. Like, I am subscribed to audible.com because of podcasts that I've listened to that have, you know, advertised it. And I'm very happy that I am, you know, because to me, that's my, like, cheap version of education. That's where I listen to a lot of books that are either inspiring and have different content than comic books, you know, like stories that kind of, you know, help fill my creativity bank, as Jake Parker would say. And also, I read I listen to a lot of marketing books and things like that on there. So, to me, it's like an education. It's a place to be educated and entertained, and it's worth the $14 or $15 a month or whatever to me. It's an investment, in my opinion. I'm happy that people have advertised that on their sites or their podcasts and things like that. I don't mind to be advertised, you know, organically and naturally. You know, people always talk about, like, they think it's creepy that Facebook puts ads in front of them that, you know, obviously are targeted to them. I actually like that. I don't mind that because I want to buy products that I don't want to be sold, you know, I don't want Facebook to be selling me cars and toilet paper, you know. I want it, but if they, like, have, like, a cool coupon for Dick Blick or something that's exclusively through Facebook, you know, to get some cool art supplies, that's awesome. I'll take that any day, you know, if I have the money to get some stuff or whatever. So I'm cool with that. And maybe I won't take it, whatever, but at least it's I like that it's catered to me, you know. So, you know, I don't mind advertising when it's natural and organic and it's helpful, you know? So I'm cool with advertising now, and I'm going to be doing, like, some affiliate advertising type of things, but it's not going to be annoying. It'll just be me, like, oh, you know, I did this and this and I used this, you know, if you want to help out the show, this is an affiliate link, and go check that out, you know? That would be really helpful. And that's about it, you know. And it'll be something that you guys would use, like a coupon to something that has to do with art, making art or whatever, you know, or whatever, you know. So whatever seems natural and seems right, I'll do. And one other thing is, like, probably the first one I already actually started setting it up is, you know, like, an affiliate link to get, like, a free course at craftsy.com, which is a place I now have done two classes at, and I really enjoy the way they do things, and I've learned a ton there. So I'm gonna do affiliate links to that, and, you know, there's also, like, Weebly.com. That's what I use for my website. I've recommended it to so many people. People are hosted on my account, you know, that I just said, here, check it out for free, you know, and you can go in and you know, modify it to your heart's content, you know, and I just love it because it's super easy. You don't need to know any coding or whatever, and it's easier than something like WordPress, and it takes a lot of the work out that you don't have time for usually, you know, as an artist. So that to me is awesome. So I recommend Weebly. I think it's awesome, and I'm also going to be doing affiliate for that. I'm also have some videos I already created on just tutorials on how to use Weebly, and then I'll throw the, you know, affiliate link there or whatever. Now, I'm not necessarily going to do a ton of tutorials, and this is kind of what I wanted to get to was, or one of the things is, as an artist, my goal is to make a living doing art that I love, you know? So what do a lot of artists end up doing? They end up making money from teaching other people how to make money with their art, or teaching other people how to make art, but then they're not really making money doing what they love. You know what I mean? So I don't have anything. I have no problems with that. You know, that's cool. Like, I think that's a good, valid way for an artist to make some additional income. And, you know, and when you teach people, you actually learn even better than when you're just learning, you know, like, because you have to, like, break it down into ways that are understandable and things like that. So I'm all for teaching, but I personally would rather not spend more time doing that. Like, I will probably do teaching just naturally because there's certain things. Oh, I learned this cool thing. Check it out. This is a technique I learned or whatever. Same thing with the, you know, teaching people how to make money with their stuff. Like, I'm learning that, so I'm passing that information over to you guys. So why not have a couple affiliate things where I can lead somebody to a class that I learned that from, instead of, okay, now I'm going to create my own course and sell it to you, you know? So it's just like in my opinion, kind of a smarter way. You know, you make less money, but you also have to do less work. So I'm cool with that. Like, that sounds perfectly natural. I don't see any ethical issues there, or any, you know, you don't do it for the love of art issues, you know, for the love of making things. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited and all about, you know, integrating advertising into my whole process with making art and stuff. And you got to do that some way, shape, or form if you want to make a living doing art anyways. You know, whether it's, you know, just selling your own art as far as being an illustrator and being like, you know, I got to go to different companies and kind of pitch my art, show them my portfolio, things like that, and see if they would like me to do some art for them. I mean, you gotta do business some way, shape, or form. So I'm gonna start with the advertising, things like that, you know, and that's just gonna be part of it. You know, that's not gonna be the whole thing. Obviously, I wanna really, most importantly, be able to focus on making art, and that's what this 100 days of painting thing is for me to become a better artist. There's two goals with it: for me to become a better artist and for me to start making money with my actual art. Like, I want to sell the art pieces. So far, I haven't really done much that I could sell, because I'm more learning and stuff. I did my self-portrait. Nobody's going to buy that. I did that glyph painting the other day. I just gave that to my buddy Mike Vallad because he really liked it, you know. And some of this stuff will be just given away. I did that spray can painting. I might sell that. I don't know. We'll see. I might give it away. Who knows? Right now, I'm not really focused. Like, it's going to be natural. I probably will start throwing some stuff up on eBay or something like that. But, you know, I'm more focused on trying to become a better artist. And I'm going to sell a few things along the way. And I'm going to have some advertisement along the way. And, you know, I'm going to be doing all this kind of stuff. But I feel like it's an organic growth. And I feel like I'm finally coming to a focus in how I want to put this stuff. And I think that the 100 days of painting is a big part of that, you know. Because I just really agree and like and enjoy that model that I see from people like Jeff Lafferty and Dave Gaskin, which, you know, I know he's not necessarily doing the same thing, but he kind of has or whatever, but he's not, I don't think, making a living doing it. But other people, there's a lot of other people making art and selling it now through YouTube videos and other things. That girl Nikki, she's kind of doing that. I don't know if Dee Dee really monetizes her stuff, but there's people out there, a lot of people making art and selling it and making a living off of that. So that's part of, like, to me, I want to do, like, the advertising, a few products here and there that, like, help teach people some things, but they're not going to be, like, me going to classes and teaching classes, probably, selling my actual art. And also I want to get into licensing eventually, you know, but that'll be in a long time coming, you know, when I've established characters like Glyph or whatever in a way where people would actually want to license it. So that's way far down the road if I get there, you know. So that being said, that's what's been on my mind, sort of. I mean, really, painting and just getting better at art has been on my mind. You can see all of that process, especially in my videos lately. But, you know, this has been like the other thing that's been there, and I've been learning and kind of coming to more of a conclusion than I ever have been about. So, and I think that I want to empower everybody else to do that too, you know, like in their own way, whatever seems natural. Don't, like, you know, spam people and do crazy stuff, but whatever's organic and natural, I want to just encourage people, you know, artists, to not be shy about that kind of stuff. There's nothing wrong with us finding different ways to make a living off of what we love to do, you know, and just make sure you know your goals. My goal is to make a living doing art because I just love doing art, and I just want to be busy doing that all the time. You know, and maybe I can create something in a way where I can do that pretty much all the time, and then my free time doesn't have to be me trying to scramble and get some art done while I'm supposed to be spending time with my family, you know, which I do take time out to just spend time with my family, but I feel like I'm always, like, one foot in trying to make something happen, you know, because I have to do a day job, and then I have to come home and, you know, make dinner and clean the house and still find a way to throw some art in there somewhere, you know. If I'm doing it 8 hours a day, I'll be happy to take a break and hang out with my wife and hang out with my family and do extracurricular things that maybe aren't 100% have to do with art, you know. I don't know. That would be nice. So anyways, all that being said, I'm excited about making more art. I'm excited about finding new ways to monetize that are natural and organic. And I hope you guys will be too. I hope this was helpful to you. I hope it was encouraging, interesting. And just thank you for listening. Thank you for watching the videos. And a lot of you guys watch and listen and do all those things. So hope you're enjoying the podcast. And I will talk to you on the next Donkey Jaw Projects, on the next Escape Artist Podcast, hosted by DonkeyJawProjects.com. Thank you guys.
Music provided by Mr. Pool. You can find show notes at DonkeyJawProjects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to Patreon.com/Plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.